You're welcome back. A year ago, Heather Humphreys ruled out running for the presidency. Just 6 weeks ago, Sean Kelly said it was largely a ceremonial role without power or influence. However, both are now keen to be the Fine Gael candidate in the forthcoming election. Their changes of heart followed the withdrawal on health grounds of Mairead McGuinness. Heather Humphreys, a former minister and deputy leader of the party, announced her retirement from politics last October. Speaking on Northern Sound, her local radio station, this morning, she explained her reasons for doing so and why she's now changed her mind.
We come through the pandemic and then the war in Ukraine. And I've been a cabinet minister for 10 years, and that means you're dealing every single day with the cut and thrust of frontline politics. And it does take its toll on you. And last autumn, I knew the tank was probably running on empty. So I've been enjoying life since I retired from the Dáil. The family are well, I'm well. I feel like I'm back to my old self. And I've said to myself more than once, you know, you could do a bit more, Heather. I was talking to someone who knows me very well at the weekend, and they said to me, Heather, you're out digging and you're working in the garden every day. Your energy levels that don't seem to be a problem. So really, I've had a good rest. The tank is full again. And, you know, timing is a funny thing because I have never felt as good about taking on a challenge.
Heather Humphreys speaking there to Northern Sound. Meanwhile, Sean Kelly, an MEP for Ireland South since 2009, ruled himself out in July, saying a day out of Kerry is a day wasted. Speaking to reporters this morning, he explained why he had reconsidered.
Well, that was a quotation from the great John B. Keane, which was said tongue-in-cheek, reflecting, I think, the love for his native county, which anybody could say about their native country. So in that regard, it was seen as a compliment to all counties, I think, in Ireland. Obviously, you can't stay within your county all the time. It's good to go elsewhere, abroad, etc. And indeed, where Kerry are concerned, the last time we went en masse out of the kingdom, we went to Croke Park and we won the All-Ireland, so that was hardly a day wasted. Unfortunately, Mairead McGuinness had to withdraw due to health reasons, so we wish her the very best. And now that there's a new ball game, there's an opportunity to go forward again. And the last time I said it was the hardest decision I ever made politically. So I was betwixt and between. I was the last person actually to withdraw. And now that the opportunity is there, I'm delighted to go forward enthusiastically again and seek the nomination for my party.
While a number of independents have also spoken about pursuing a nomination, the only confirmed candidate at this point is Galway West TD Catherine Connolly. Aintu's Padder Tobin spoke to reporters this morning and they asked him about the race so far.
Well, there's no chance of Padder Tobin standing in this election. I've stood for too many elections already in the last few years. And I have too much work, to be honest, to do here in Leinster House over the next 5 or 10 years. I do believe that this is a poor presidential election so far. The fact that we actually have only one committed candidate is quite incredible. And I believe what we need is a system whereby there is a candidate in there representing the majority of people who voted no in the referendums in terms of the family and in terms of carers over a year ago. I think we need all sections of Irish society to have their values reflected in that election campaign.
And that was Padder Tobin. For more, let's talk to Juliet Gash of our political staff. Juliet, will you bring us through this morning's developments?
Absolutely. So Sean Kelly had been considering his options after the departure of Mairead McGuinness last Thursday. He told us that late last week that he was considering whether he would run again. And he came on Morning Ireland this morning to say that he had made his mind up and he was ready to seek the party's nomination. You heard from him there. He explained, you know, perhaps the line about a day out of Kerry and it was a day wasted, and that really that was just a tongue-in-cheek comment. I suppose he might have felt a little bruised last time that he was dropping out. He has paid tribute to the office of president, saying it's the highest office in the land, of course, and he's ready to run and he's excited about it. He says he has a lot of support, a lot of grassroots support. He will need it. I'm hearing that Heather Humphreys has a lot of support within the Fine Gael parliamentary party, and as you heard in the clip there, Heather Humphreys went on her local radio station saying she wanted to tell the people of Cavan and Monaghan first that she was going to run. So we haven't heard from Heather Humphreys. She has apparently been hitting the phones very hard. She's calling the Fine Gael councillors and has spoken to many of them already this morning. They only account for, I suppose, about 10% of the vote, but I am told that she has 23 or so members of the Parliamentary Party already behind her as declared supporters. So she has a big advantage there in that instance.
And Juliet, what is the process now? I mean, how will the candidate be selected?
So there's a 2-week window now for nominations. They opened just over an hour ago at noon today. That was the decision taken by the Fine Gael executive last night. It became quite clear quite quickly they were going to run a second candidate. Obviously, the party wants to have a candidate in this presidential election. Now, those 2 weeks, the nominations close at noon on the 2nd of September. In order to be on the to go forward in that ballot and that contest, a candidate needs 20 members of the Parliamentary Party. It looks like Heather Humphreys has that already. They also need 25 Fine Gael councillors and 5 members of the Executive Council. So if a contest takes place, there's a voting system and then it's done on an electoral college basis. So there is different weighting depending on where you are, I suppose, in the party. The membership has about 30% of the overall vote. Councillors' votes are worth, I think it's 15%. I may have said 10 earlier. Apologies. And the Parliamentary Party votes account for 55%. So the fact that Heather Humphreys has close to what she's required there is a big deal. But then Sean Kelly has 2 weeks to get that support, and he had one TD coming out in his favour, Noel McCarthy from Cork East, earlier on today, and he's sure to get more as well.
Mm-hmm. As you say, Juliet, Heather Humphreys clearly has a lot of backing. I mean, Mairead McGuinness was only 5 minutes out of the race when her name was being mentioned. But at the same time, opponents are already questioning her record, pointing out that she was the Director of Elections for the Women in the Home referendum, and also the fact that before the last budget, she spoke in favour of a lower increase for job seekers.
And those things will, I suppose, stand against her. She had a tricky start to politics as well, I suppose. People may remember, even in her first ministerial job, there was difficulty about, you know, who she appointed and things like that. And these things will be dug up and dug out and come back in some small way to haunt her, because this is a presidential election. And unfortunately, that seems to be how they're fought at the moment. We heard yesterday from Tony Houlihan just saying that the campaigning was just too much and it wasn't something he would see his family go through. I thought it was interesting to hear Sean Kelly say that, you know, he praised Tony Houlihan for making those comments, and he said, however, he had spoken to his family and they were behind him in going forward for this. Sean Kelly and Heather Humphreys are very seasoned politicians. They have a lot of experience, and I don't think that the sort of rough and tumble will shake them too much. Heather Humphreys has had this, as she mentioned herself, 10 years as a cabinet minister, but she's also had this time to sort of pause and reflect, and it seems like she's very much ready to canvass and campaign no matter what gets thrown at her. And no better woman. I think she's well known for being able to handle criticism as well.
We'll be talking about Fianna Fáil in just a moment, but where does this leave Sinn Féin?
So Sinn Féin are still sticking with their line that they will meet in mid-September to discuss their strategy. There's two schools of thought within Sinn Féin, whether they have their own candidate or whether they row in behind Catherine Connolly as a joint left candidate. I suppose it all depends on whether Mary Lou MacDonald decides she wants to run and has the support of the party to run. It is thought generally that she's the one candidate who could really be within a good chance of getting through the contest. So it really hinges a lot on Mary Lou MacDonald and as well what the membership wants. Do they want to go through this? They've done poorly in presidential campaigns before. Perhaps they don't want to do that again. And were Mary Lou MacDonald to go through a campaign and not make it, then where does she stand in her role as head of Sinn Féin? So a lot of questions for them, but they seem in no hurry to answer those, to the media at least, and they will be meeting in mid-September.
Juliet, thanks indeed. Juliet Gash there of our political staff at Leinster House this afternoon.